here. It's a good find it. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we last week we had the sugya. We started the sugya of Ule. Complicated sugya. Mem gimel and aleph on the bottom. The Gemara Omar Ule koymitz pigul shel agabim mizbeach poka pigulim imenu. So Ule said that if you put a koymitz of pigul on the mizbeach, and we'll see if this is dafka by pigul. The simple reading of the Gemara is specifically by pigul. That if you took a koymitz of pigul and you put it on the mizbeach, poka pigulim imenu. The pigul is off. Imachem rivdi pigul atzmi lekol shekin. My koma. What does he mean? Ochi koma. Has to be, since pigul needs, kovu komatirov, since pigul is not chal, unless kovu komatirov, which means you have to finish the korban, till zrika, or by a mincha till haktaras hakoimetz, which is equivalent. So it has to be that the pigul goes off. Because if the pigul won't go off, it's not, it wouldn't be akhtar. Which again, is it itself is unclear, but because why can't you say b'hochi chayv rachman like we discussed last week? The enechanami, it's possible. But the Torah said that the akhtar works. But anyway, that's what he says. It says the Gemara and my kamashman. What does Ula mean when he says that poka pigulay mimena? What's he trying to say? Obviously, he doesn't have to tell me that the pigul is chal. We know pigul is chal. What's Ula trying to say? Says the Gemara, this is what Ula means to say. If he means that once you take a koimetz and you put on the mizbeach, so now it becomes ois pigul, and if you went and you ate it, you'd be potter from pigul. If that's what he means, that's a beferish mishnah. Our Mishnah, that there's no din pigul on the koimetz itself. It's not a dover sheh nitter. It's not something that became hutar. In order for something to be chayiv koros for pigul, it has to be a produce, a outcome of a matir. So koimetz anyway doesn't qualify for koros. So that can't be his chiddush, right? Either chayiv mishum pigul tanina. And the Mishnah is Hakoimetz, Fakteris, Falvoinim, and Chaskanim, and Chaskemashir, and Chasach Vadam. Al Kochoch, Ula can't be telling me, it's really two things what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, number one, that wouldn't be a Chiddush. It wouldn't be a Chiddush, because we already know that there's no Pigul on Koimetz. There's no chorus on the Pigul of Koimetz. We know that. So that can't be the Chiddush. But it's not just that. It's also Ula's language. Ula says, poka pigulay mimen. Poka pigulay means it is pigul. There is koros, but by putting it on the mizbeach, the pigul goes off. So it's interesting the way the Gemara is the kasha, because the Gemara could have also asked the kasha as Vartanya. In other words, the Gemara is saying, Tanina, we already know that chiddush. We already know that there's no koros by koimetz. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Tanina means we know it already. I don't need Ula to tell me that there's no pigul by koimetz. I already know it from our Mishnah.
But wouldn't I know that by any pigul? Pigul by itself, a regular normal pigul.
Yeah.
Right. When I bring it and I strip it down and I'm finished, I have to be mounted. The korban has to finish. So anyway, any pigul has to be. You have to bring it on this bear.
You don't have to. You're not allowed to bring it on this bear.
But I thought the korban.
If you do. If you do, it becomes pigul. Well, if a kohen would come with a shayla after he was mefagel the korban by shechita, right, or kabbalah or hilocha, and the kohen would come with a shayla, Rabbi Isai, do I continue? We spoke about this many times. The answer is going to be no. It's possible. Stop and leave. So when we say that pigul needs korvu komatir, it doesn't mean we want you to do korvu komatir. If you do it, it becomes pigul. It matures.
But if you put it on the mizbeach, you put pigul,
So we don't know anything about that. Ula came in the Mechadish that if you take Pigul and you put it on the Mizbech, the Pigul goes away. That's Ula's Chiddush. That's Ula's Chiddush. We don't know that. We didn't know that until Ula came into the Beis Medrash. And Ula told us that Pigul, the Pigul goes off. So now the Gemara is asking, I don't need Ula's Chiddush. We have a Mishnah that says that there's no chorus on the Kermits. Right? So what I'm telling you is that Behem is the Gemara could ask the Kasha differently. And L'chari Gemara could ask even stronger Kasha. Because it's not just a question of Tanina. It's a question is Vartanan. You know what I mean? Ula says, why Paka Pigulu Mimelu? The Gemara could say Vartanan, ain't by Mishan Pigul Kwan. Paka Pigulu means it is Pigul. And the halal on the Mizbeach gets rid of the Pigul. The Gemara could have equally have asked, not equal, it's better. He wants to say, what do you mean? In other words, if I was writing now, right, then how would I write such a Zach? I would say, Ubekoyme, it's Mihika Pigul. Vatanan, Eluvom, Shem Chayovim Aleim Mishim Pigul. Yeah. It's very sure. I mean, B'doicha Godel, you could say, that the Gemara is saying like this. The din of the Mishnah, Be'etzem, that din doesn't have to be Seisarulo, because it could very well be that the reason why the Mishnah says you're not chayav for Kohen, it's for Pigul, is because Paka Pigul in it. In other words, that alone would be pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah would be that since in order for chiyuv pigul to be chal, you need that it should be put on the mizbeach, right? Because otherwise it's not going to be chal. And once you put on the mizbeach, it's paka pigul in mimenu. The mele, that's good for the reason. Meaning, even that's not the way we learned the Mishnah, and that is not the pshat in the Mishnah. That in Ramaisa, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is that there's no pigul because it's not a dover hanitter. The koimitz is matter, it's not a dover hanitter. That's the real pshat. That's the emes pshat. I'm just explaining to you, could be why the Gemara, instead of the Gemara saying Tanina, the Gemara L'choyer should have said V'hatanan. Could be that that couldn't have been a kasha on Ula, because Ula could have dreid. That's what I'm saying. Ula could have said, that's how I'm learning the Mishnah. What? No. But that's why the Gemara is only asking on Ula. If that's the way you're reading the Mishnah, the Mishnah already says the Chiddush. I don't need you. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha on him that you're conflicting the Mishnah.
Because he has an answer
to that question. The Gemara comes from this way, because this is a kasha on Ula. What are you coming to be Mechadish? If you're learning the Mishnah that way, you're saying nothing. That's the Gemara's kasha. Tanina Elvam Shein Chaim Roshim Pigul. And we list our koymets, our actors, our voinim, mechaskein, mechaskein mishich, mechaskein soch, madam. So, the Gemara, Elo, who is coming to tell us a different chiddush. Dim olu leyeldu, that even though lechatchili not supposed to be makter koymets shepigul, and there's an issur to be makter koymets shepigul, like I was telling Zev, even though pigul's not chal till you do it, but there's an issur to do it. But once it's in olu, once it's on the mizbeach, is leyeldu. Right, but you're not supposed to. So even though you're not supposed to, but once you put it on the mizbeach, then you're supposed to leave it on the mizbeach. That's what I'm saying. The model layered. Because now a shaykh is the mizbeach. We'll see how far. Says the Gemara, Ebazei, that can be. That's also a Mishnah. So the Gemara Tanina. How long are you to batome? Vinishchat chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymoi. Imanu lo yadu. So it's klo. So that can't be Ula's Chiddush. So in the Moloshoch, if Ula's trying to say that there's no chorus on the koymets, we know that already. If Ula's trying to say that if it once it went on, you don't take it off, we know that already. So basically, we're being mitzamtzim that Ula has no Chiddush to tell us. What's Ula's Chiddush? So the Gemara says, El amai, Ula's saying a big Chiddush. Imamu may be saying like this, may be saying, Elo dim yodu yaw. More than that, that even if it went off the Mizbeach, you put it back on, meaning once it went on the Mizbeach, it became Lach Mesha Mizbeach. Whatever that means, became part of the Mizbeach, and now even if it came off, you put it back on. In fact, think more, that can be. Because now we have a Mishnah now like that. Tanina, on that we have a Mishnah, Hanami Tanina. The Mishnah says, Kishem Shem Ye'olu Lo Yerdu, Kachem Yerdu Lo Yalu. On Samela we see that even those things that Imolu Le'erdu, that's only if it's still on the Mizbeach, but if it went off, you have to put it back, you have to, you now want to put it back on. Zochti Gemora Ella Le'tzviche Shemosh Le'bahen O'er. Mosh Le'bahen O'er. Imela, there's ready fire on it. Imela, once it's consumed with fire, then already, even in Yerdu Yal. Okay. So it comes out from the Gemara that there's two levels. There's three levels. There's a level when it's off the Mizbech. There's a level when it's on the Mizbech. And then there's another level, even if it came off the Mizbech, that you have to put it back on. And the Dargoyos are, all Psulim don't go on the Mizbech. Right? All Psulim don't go on the Mizbech. Anything that's Psulim Begufari, anything that's intrinsically possible, right, which is not Nois or Pigul or Tomei, because that's not Psulim Begufari, they im yerdu lo yalu, but im olu lo yerdu. And then there's a higher level, something that went on the Mizbeach, and it was mashla b'yor. That's another level. And this again, you have to know, like Larry, like you were bringing up, you have to know what's the difference, because clearly we're considering it lach mishol Mizbeach even without the fire. That's why it's im olu lo yerdu. The reason why it's a Molo Yemen is because it's already Lach Meshel Mizbech. Once we put on the Mizbech. But that's a lower level Lach Meshel Mizbech. Again, it has to be qualified. It's a lower level. There's one level Lach Meshel Mizbech that is sufficient that you don't take it off the Mizbech. And then there's a higher level where even if it falls off the Mizbech, you put it back on. And that's only by Moshe Ben-Or. Right? That's only by Moshe Ben-Or. We'll see that there's going to be a fourth level. And that's what we'll try today to get a clarkite in what the chilukim are. There's a fourth darga. There's mashla ha'or b'kuloi, b'rubay o'kuloi, and there's mashla ha'or b'miktsasa. That's a fourth, we don't know yet. But we'll see that there is a fourth level. It fell off the Mizbeach. While it's burning. So now you put it back on the Mizbeach. Not only him all the way. So if you look, the Olam should look, turn to Pehe just for mamish a moment. Pehe Amid Beis. Over there, Rashi qualifies it like this. Look at Rashi, Divya Amasl, Shemosh Lobin O'er. Towards, right? The Olam has it. Moshla b'hin o'er. Right, right. Parallel, not mamish by the Mishnah. A couple lines up from the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, parallel to the Mishnah in Rashi, and go up about four lines. Moshla ben Or. So there Rashi says like this, Kol Duhu. That means it's enough that there's even a drop of fire. That means most of the Aver could be not ignited. Only a small portion of the Aver is ignited. But look at Rashi's lotion. Look to Rashi. The Nasu Lachmoy Shel Esh. So Rashi is qualifying, Larry, what you were being Moira, there's Lach Moshel Mizbeach, that's level one, and then there's Lach Moshel Esh. That's a new level. That's not a Rosh Hashanah Gemara, that's Rashi's Tosefos. What? Yeah, that's why they changed it for that reason. But Rashi, the way Rashi is sitting in front of us, Rashi seems to be saying that that's the qualification of Moshel Ben Oyer, is that it reaches this new level Meaning anything that goes on the Mizbeach becomes Lachmash or Mizbeach. For whatever leniencies it gets because of that. Then once it gets ignited, then it becomes Lachmash or Eish. And therefore, even in Yerdu, Yal. That's the next level. So it seems that Lachmash or Mizbeach could be revoked. And Lachmash or Eish can't be revoked. Lachmash or Mizbeach, it falls off, it stays off. Lachmei Shaleish becomes irrevocably connected to the Mizbeach. And mainly, even if it falls off the Mizbeach, it goes back on. But Rashi again, Rashi is medactic to say, Miktsosa. Koldu, not Munan, Koldu. A drop, once it's ignited a little bit, that's already enough to be called Lachmei Shaleish Mizbeach. That's what Rashi says. So that's a big nekuda, because it's a davar gadol, because we'll see that there's an understanding that many have that you need mashal or berubay in order to have the maila of mashal ben harab. But that, the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's ulus chiddush. Ulus chiddush is shem yerdu yalu, and even though the Mishnah says yerdu lo yalu, that's only lo mashal ben harab. Ulus talking about mashal ben harab. There's not. So again, I don't know if the Olim got a chance to see the Rambams, but the Rambam in Peregimu, in Psuim Mugdashim Alochotah, says that there has to be Moshlohor Beruboy in order for it to be Pokah Piguroy. That's the Rambam says in Peregimu. And the Maisa, Lagabi, the Din of the Molo Yered, right? Not only Molo Yered, Yered Yalah. The other Rambam just sounds like Rashi. He just says Moshe Lohar. He doesn't say Rubai.
The Rambam says
that's a different word. That we'll see. That's our Gemara. That's a different Chiddush. That has nothing to do with Rubai and Kulay. That has to do with, we don't look at the Koimitz as a bunch of little pieces, and therefore they're not associated to each other. They are connected to each other. So that piece is not muchach. But the fact is that the Rambam is soysen by the din of im yorad yaleh. I'm talking about im yorad yaleh. Over there the Rambam says, if it's mashlor, im yorad yaleh. But legabi the din of poka piguloi, right, legabi ulu's din, he says it has to be mashlor or beruboy in order for it to be poka. And this is what they will ask. The Mishnah Melech already starts with this kasha. The Pchayim over here, the Rambam, the Kerenoyer, they all oimer on this steer in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to be Mizakish Torah Latrei. So clearly, obviously, the chiluk they want to make is that these are two different accomplishments. One din of im yorad yala, it's enough that it was because it doesn't mean the Isra had to go off it. The Isra is still there. This is still there, but it's enough that it becomes Lachmei Shaleish that it goes back on the Mizbeach. Right? It's not clear. It's not clear because L'chora should be totally Zebizah. L'chora should be totally Zebizah. Because L'chora, the reason why Im Yorad Lo Yala, because it still has a status of Psul. That's the simple pshat, right? The simple pshat of Yorad Lo Yala, normally, because it's still possible. Let's give a case of Pigul. Put on the Mizbeach Lo Yered. Vim Yorad Lo Yala. Why Lo Yala? Because it's still Pigul. If it's not Pigul, you should put it back on the Mizbeach. It's not Pigul. Right? So if it's Yorad, and is it in Yala, that has to be because it's not Pigul anymore. Lohar. So it's not clear, but this, Reb Chaim seems to learn this way, and the Kerenor seems to learn this way, that the Yorad Yaleh has two components. One component of Yorad Yaleh becomes Lachmei Shaleish, and it goes back on the Mizbech, but it's still possible. That's if it's Koldu, if it got ignited slightly. And if it ignited Ruboy, then it becomes Lachmei Shaleish, and there's no issue here at all. It becomes... it becomes 100% mutter. I'm just saying it's hard to be toifis it. In Svara, it's hard to be toifis in Svara that there's a halach, it's possible. For sure, I'm psulim, there's a baal taktiru, normally. Normally, there's a baal taktiru that you now be marked a psulim on the mizbech. Somehow, we're navigating and saying, well, it's enough connected to the mizbech since it started burning that you put it back on. It's still possible. If it would be mostly burning, then it would be poka de iser and no issue. But since it's only a shtukel burning, that's the way they navigate this Rambam. Now, B'chaim says here that it's per gimel halacha ches. He says that. And he gives even a svara. It's a Mishnah Malach svara. Mishnah Malach says, Lamaisa, we still have to go back to Ula. All this is trying to tie up Ula, right? Everything we're saying is coming to explain Ula, right? Lamaisa, Ula was basing his din on Imacher Mevili De Pigul Hu Atzmei Lekoshekin, right? That we can't totally ignore what Ula said. And Ula's foundation for his chiddush was the fact that the koyimitz, after you put on the mizbeach, brings the status of pigul in. It must be that it itself is kosher. That was Ula's whole... So that we can't change. We can make cases, mashal ben, loy mashal, we can make all kind, whatever we want, but the bottom line is, we can't... So the Mishnah Melech understands in Reb Chaim that since we know that in order for the koimitz, the aktoros haKoimitz to be completed halachically, needs to be mashal abarubai. Till the yinai yoytz aktoros. Which means that the din pigul is not chal till mashal abarubai. So if you're going to tell me it wasn't mashal abarubai, Ula loses the foundation of his whole binyan. His whole binyan is the fact that it makes pigul, who atzma is, it has to become poker. Right? But that whole binyan falls down if there wasn't enough of a haktorah to make pigul. So since for the making of pigul, you need rubai or kulai, rubai ke kulai. So therefore, it can't, so that I hear that. I hear that. You could say it's stark. I hear it very stark. Problem I have is, so then why is Yerdu Yalu by Mikzas? You understand? I have no problem as long as the line is clear. The line is clear, which is that really we should never say Poka Pikulai. Right? We should never say Poka Pikulai. Nor of us, Ula said, I have a raya Poka Pikulai. The fact that the Torah said that through putting the pigul on the mizbeach, everything else turns into pigul. It's a haraya that the aktorah is a good aktorah, and if the aktorah is a good aktorah, it means it's not pigul. Yeah? And the mela, till the aktorah completes itself, it's you don't have your raya. Your whole raya is from the aktorah. So that's why a little mashlo b'miktas doesn't help. I get that. That's very clear. But now I don't understand the other thing. So why does Rashi say, and the way the Mishnah Malchon and Reb Chaim are learning, the Rambam is learning that way too, that Moshlar B'miktas is enough that in Yalad Yala, it's still pigul. What? Exactly. Her. Okay, that alone is not... That alone is not a qualifiable iser. This is aktor. This is aktor's psulim. So, if however you understand that once it hits its oish b'miktsasay, you put it back on, so you're facilitating that. What's really, you're facilitating that if somebody would eat the pigul, they'd be chayav karas. Okay, so don't eat it, burn the pigul. You know what I mean? There's no real iser in facilitating pigul. where everything you did already. The machshava psul you had already. The korban is possible already. It's just a technicality that till the haktor is done, there's no korban on the... You're right. What you're doing now is, if somebody would eat it, now they're going to be chayav of korban. True. And if they would eat it without you doing this, they'd only be chayav alav. Huh? Well, that was when we were chayker, was if the din pigul is chal right away, just no koras. Okay, the bottom line is, this is such a difficult gemara to understand, because it's so dachistic. It's so, every nekud here is dachistic. I mean, Lach Moshe Mizbech is easier to understand. Lach Moshe Mizbech is to understand. That's how we explained last week. Lach Moshe Mizbech L'chor means that once the Gavr finished his Avoida, once you finish doing what you have to do, now it's on the Mizbech. It's not your business to take what's already on the Mizbech off the Mizbech. It's almost like a Chotzer. It's like Chotzer Shom Mizbech Koinoloi. It's part of the Mizbech now. It's not your business. Your business is until your Avoida is complete. So that's pretty easy to shelf and categorize it. It's easy. But then, in Yorad Lo Yahweh, we understand also. That's very simple. Because once it goes off the Mizbech, now you want to get involved again. You can't get involved, it's Apostle Zach. That also we can understand. Then it starts becoming more difficult. Then we have this new thing called Lach Meshalesh. And Lach Meshalesh, even if it's Yorad Yahweh, the only way to understand that is that Lach Moshe L'Hesh is mafkia, the whole shame, pigle. Right? That's the way to understand it. So if that's the case, how could you still cut? Now you're still cutting. It's like a carving station here. You're still cutting. Now you're taking that in and saying, well, it's enough Lach Moshe Mizbeach that you have to put it back on. But it's not enough Lach Moshe Mizbeach, that's Pokai Suri Menu. And what if a Pokai Suri Menu has to be Ruboy? But that we understand. The Rubai we also understand. Because the Rubai could be based on, since Ula's building is holed in, on Pigul. And in order for Pigul to be Chal, you need Hik the Rubai. So therefore, until I understand. So how do you get this middle? How do you have this middle ground of enough Lach Meshalesh that it goes back on the Mizbech? But not enough Lach Meshalesh that it's Poka Pigul.
Say the same thing by the koimetz. Lagata the chefta, the koimetz needs to be burnt. But there's a certain stage where...
Why does the koimetz have to be burnt? Puzzle koimetz is not supposed to be burnt.
The person is not allowed to do actions that are...
No, but I want to stop you in your tracks.
So good,
yes, let's stop for a second here. Before you go to the next step, let's stop here. Not only are puzzle things not obligated to be burnt, they're not allowed to be burnt.
That's why you're not allowed to
put it back. But if they start, you can't
put it back. One second.
Maybe you have to put it back on the Mizbeah.
That's why you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeah, right? But once it got put on the Mizbeah, it's Lesrefa Kai.
But that was even before.
Because it's Lach Moshe.
But that's, if you want to make your analogy, then that's even before it hits this at all.
So you're not.
That's even before it hits this. If that would be the case, it's even before it is. It became Lach Moshe Mizbech even before it got ignited.
No, because it's also...
Oymed! You said Oymed was faithful.
So that's why you're not allowed to take it down.
No, but I'm
saying... You're not allowed to put it on.
But it's already Oymed was faithful. So why is it any more Oymed was faithful? It's Oymed was faithful right away. No. The lulav... By the lulav, are you not yates in the mitzvah even before it started burning?
Yes, that's...
Why? Because it's Oymed was faithful.
Future destiny.
Exactly. Exactly. Moshech. If you go on a future destiny, then right away it should be halacha of im yorad yala. And if you don't look at the future destiny, because this is where Yossi, where I think the floor is falling, this is where the floor is opening up under you. One second. I just want to explain to you where the floor is opening up here. Ula is basing his din not on Irani Dachas, not on Luluf, not on Shofar, not on Megillah. Ula is saying, I have proof to my din, because if it makes pigle, it has to be that the pigle falls off from it. And it only makes pigle, not when it's future going to be burnt, not when it's starting to be burnt, when it's consumed completely. So then Ula lost his footings. If it's true what you're saying, Ula lost his footings. Correct.
But the question of what the person is allowed to do.
But Ula is learning the person. Ula is learning. Ula is learning what the person is allowed to do based on what happens to the chafza. I'm not saying anything. That's how he prefaces it. Which, by the way, that's why. Let's just finish and then you'll see exactly what I'm saying. Let's continue another couple of lines. The whole sugya is another couple of lines. Fakti Gemara, Hanami Amar Lachadazim. We learned that also. So Ula said that already. So that can't be Ula's Chiddush. Right? Because that would be that he already told us. Zakti Gemara. No. Getting back to Zev, what you were saying. Maybe that holds in the mashal, but that's the Rambam with Mikzos. That's only by Evogim. Avil claimants, the Mifras, and the Loi, come mashal on. Right? By the claimants, maybe we look at each bit of the claimants, each as a separate piece. The claimants is a bunch of pieces. So there's no association from one to the other. So whatever's on them is Bech, is on them is Bech. Whatever's off them is Bech, is off them is Bech. There's no connection. So come on, Shemam. Omer v'choy, Hilkoch, High Koymet, Spiegel, this is the din of the Rambam that you were just quoting. High Koymet, Spiegel, the Palge, Mochis Ha'ala, the Palge, Aske, Marocho, Moshlo, Be'era, Maskinim, Lo, the Kulu, Lo, Chathil, you put it on them is Bech. Why? Because now it's a little Mechuber, it's Kino, it's all connected. Right? Now we're getting Yossi to what you were saying. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav Yechna, Pigul Anoise V'Ator, Meisha El Rabbi Mizbech, Poka Yisamein. Right? Poka Yisamein. Now, if we only had this memory, we would say we would learn exactly like Yossi is learning. HaPigul Anoise V'Ator, he's already including not just Pigul. He's including all the Psulim. Pigul, Noise, Tome, because once you put on the Mizbeach, and we'll see what the level was, then the Issa falls off. One second, the Issa falls off. On Afchiz, the Mori Dachi. What the Mizbeach say? A mikveh? Mizbeach, mikveh tahar? On Mavzeh, Shemash, Lubayna, basically, the din of Ule. Right? Shemash, Lubayna, or. So look at the Shita Mekubetzes Rabbeinu Sai Oizbeis, getting to Yossi what you were saying. First fact, the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita says, what do you mean? This makes no sense. Ask the Shita. Tim Toima, what's going on here? In other words, if we were learning like Yossi, it's Kivalik. Because very simple, you put on a mizbech, the fire, once the fire gets it, now it belongs on a mizbech, the chefs, everything, gewaldig. Shalom Yisrael. But Ula said it's not based on that. Ula said it's based on the fact that it makes coin, makes pigle. And it only makes pigle by Moshe Bar Bekulay. Fact there, fact the Shita Mekubet says, it shouldn't even work by other things. Noiser and Tomei, you don't have Ula's lambdas. Ula's whole wonder is that there's such a thing called Hatzas Psul. There's such a thing called that when you put Pigul on the Mizbeach, it accomplishes a task. And because it accomplishes the task, Poka Pigul Mimeno. Not because it's burning. Because it accomplishes a task. Ask the Shittim Mekubetzes, so what's Mashal Benor? You know what I'm saying? Your Svara is Givaldic for this chelik of the sugya. The Shita Mekubetzes is saying, how do we pair these two things together? Ula's whole basis for his whole chiddush was im achirim maybe with the pigul, right? So who asked Malakoshkin? Ula, that's the big problem we have in this whole sugya, because Ula wasn't basing it on anything but pigul. Im achirim maybe with the pigul is who asked Malakoshkin. That was his whole. That was Ula's whole wonders. So that means that when we look at it, when we analyze it, we have to analyze it from that perspective that it makes pigul. So two things. It's, first of all, it's only limited to pigul, because there the Torah was mechadesh that the psul does something. In other words, what do I mean to say by that? By other psulim, there is no such a halach. By Tomei, for instance, there's no thing that the Zrikas matter the does anything to the meat. It doesn't. Right? By the whole Ula's whole foundation is based on that since it does something to the Shirayim, it's matter, it makes it in pigul. So maybe whatever issues on it falls off. That's the cleansing the cleansing process is the activation of the pigul. That's what Ula said. We're not putting those words in his mouth. He said that. Ula said that the Tahara is the pigul. By the way, Rabbi Sai, I think that this point I'm telling you now is so poshut, that's why it's strange that this kasha of the Gemara, right? This kasha that the Gemara is, Om Avchiz the Mori Dechi, right? Why in Amid Aleph did nobody ask the kasha? When Ula came and Ula said, Poka Pigulimi Medu, and the Gemara was learning it's a case of Moshe Ben Aram Yerdu Yal. Over there the Gemara didn't ask, Mori Dochi, Mizbeach is a mikveh. Right? They wouldn't ask the question. You know why? Because Ula wasn't saying that the Mizbeach is Matayah. He was saying that the process of maybe the day pigul was the Matayah. But now you are coming in with a new idea. You're saying Noisar and Tomei. Once you put on a Mizbeach, why are you the Noisar? Right? So now you tell me, oh, the Mizbeach is like a mikveh. Just put all your, it's like before Pesach, put everything into the Shemus truck. Out kosher. Just put it onto the truck. Yeah? So that's the reason why the Gemara first woke up on Amid Beis with this cash. The Gemara didn't ask this cash on Amid Aleph. You understand? Which strengthens what we're asking, which is, what is the difference then between Miktsos and Kula? If it wouldn't be for Ula, then I would say what Yossi is saying is very good. But Ula comes and Ula says that it's a problem. And that's why the Mishnah Melech says that it's not Poka Piguloi until the process is completed. Because Ula bases it on Acheru Mevili De Pigul. Ula bases it on that process. That's the Nakuda that makes it very difficult to understand. And that's what the sheet is schlitzing here on this idea. The Yeshloim is locked down. The Nasavach Meshulam is Beach. Right? Zokdel. For Loi Nihirid. And Kaleo, I might come all the time. It's a time of Shemachem, maybe. How time of Loi Shalach Ben Isa Betome. Tremendous chiddush what the Shita wants to be Mechadish. The Shita basically says is, what do you want to tell me, that there's another din? So why didn't Ula say that? Why did Ula confuse us? Why did Ula confuse us at the beginning and say, you know why the Isra goes off? Because since it makes everything pigul, it must be that it's kosher. Why did Ula say that? He just made us fatumult. He just mixed us up. That's the Shita. The Shita says, the mice in the terrace, the Shita says, V'yesh loyma, that in a chanami, that taka, the time of Mishumachir maybe is a good time. Miyukivan, the goli bekoimitz, mehai, tam, hor mafkiya pigul goli gam b'shar yisuhim. Once we know it, we know it. Right? But what do you mean once we know it? It's a different longus. It's a different lomdas. How do you know ataka? The sheet is asking, l'chorin is two separate lomdasim. There's a lomdas of lachma shomaz beach. And then there's a lomdas of imachirin, if it causes pigul in itself, meaning the fact that it's valid to make it into pigul means it's valid. Right? It can't validate unless it's valid. Okay? That's what Ula says, basically. Ula says, it can't validate unless it's valid. A non-validated thing can't validate. That's what Ula basically says. So the sheet is asking, if that's the lomdus of Ula, so how does it work for Noiser and Tome? That's the sheet's kasha. The sheet says, no, maybe, there's a new thing called Lach Mashon Mizbeach. Says the sheet, if that's the case, so why is Ula hacking a trinic with his validation? You don't need validation. Lach Mashon Mizbeach is enough. That's the sheet's question. But the answer is very, very vague. The sheet is saying, Enechanami. Ula Taka meant what he said. And from that he proved that the koimetz is kosher. But now he's saying, but once we have that hoichocha by koimetz, right? Once we have the hoichocha by koimetz, so now we really apply it to other kabbalas too. What do you mean? How do you apply it to other kabbalas? How do you apply it? If it's a total different lomdus, that's not applicable to Moser Vitome. So how do you just say, once we have it here, we can use it here too. Well, why? How? That's the problem. How do we bridge the gap? The sheet is very comfortable saying, once it applies here, it applies here. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? So that's why I think we have to go back to what we were discussing. And I think now we have the whole sugya, we can get a better clarity. Anyway, the Gemara ends here. Omar of Chizde, Maridachim, Omar of Zeru, Shemosh Laban Aor, Mosel of Yitzchak Bar Bisne, Achei Remoimim, but to Mosel of Misha Tumah Parachas Mimenu. Only a person could become Tahar. Yotza Boser, She ain't Tumah Parachas Mimenu. His Mashma Tumah doesn't go away. Then Esau, Havei Tumah Parachas Mimenu, Al Yibay Aor. Now you tell me the Tumah goes away? It meant the tumor doesn't go over the mikveh. Midi mikveh ksiv. And lomav papa, babosah shlam maskin ad lechazi lakvav. Another teretz, v'tumosa all of me, Ravina Amar, tumosa all of me, shetumosa perachas menu kishu sholem. By a kli, the tumor could go off just like that, the way it is. You don't have to break the kli. You have some basar, שאין תומה פרחס ממנו כשהוא שלם אלא כשהוא חוסר. לכל מיני מסכון הסכמו, זה also a liar, he hits his arm ברובי. Because if you're going to tell me even a drop, so the tumor also goes away without it being destroyed. זה משהו, and then the whole thing becomes thorn. Huh? Not by bosser, by a kli. The kli is all one kli, once it breaks, it's a kli shover. By a piece of meat, if a drop is the rest of the bosser, a shalom. Meaning the rest of the meat becomes tar without it being shoved. It's definitely meduyik, more meduyik that way. So I think like this, I think this is the way we have to understand the nekudis, what's going on here. We were discussing last week that the emesis, there are two ways to understand Ula's din. Ula's whole din with validation, the whole din, what does Ula mean? So one way to understand Ula is that Ula holds that because Ba'emes the Mishnah Malach Lachor is saying Ma'ayz and Atayin. I'm saying let's go back for a second. Before we got to Moshlaor, let's come from this angle. Before we got into, we only brought in Moshlaor because we had a problem. What's Ula's Chiddush? Right? That was our problem. Ula came and first he made a blank statement. Koyimitz Pigul Shalom Gabi Mizbeach Poker Pigulimin. It sounded like he wasn't talking about Moshlaor Benar. Sound like he's talking about a regular case of a molo yerit, right? You take a pestle, you put on a mizbech, poke up a gulimim. He didn't say a word about mashlo benar, right? Then he said, in macher mevim lidei pigul, who atzim ala kulshim. Since the haktoris klemetz validates the pigul, it must be that it itself is not pigul. That's what Ula said, right? So I want to ask you at that point, At that point, what do you mean? It didn't validate Pigel. Pigel needs Haktar. Has to get consumed. Stop. Let's stop in our tracks. Before you tell me what's in this Chiddush, stop right there. Make a short stop. 1 second. Hold your horses. You're telling me that the Pigel goes off as soon as you put on the Mizbeach. You need it to burn in order for the Pigel to be Chal. You're telling me Poka Pigulei Mimenu. Why? Because Acherim Mevi Lidei Pigel. But it's not Mevi Acherim Lidei Pigel till it's consumed. Meaning, stop Ula in his tracks. Ula's saying, I have a raya that the Pigel goes off. What's my raya? The fact that it's Mevi Acherim Lidei Pigel. This Haktar makes the rest of the carbon Pigel. 1 second. Doesn't. Not yet. Just like when you did Kmitza. Not yet. It's eventually going to make the carbon Pigel. But not yet. Hoylocha, it's going to eventually make the carbon pickle. It's not yet. Put on the mizbeach. It's eventually going to make pickle. Not yet.
You can't eat the shirayim until it's consumed.
Until it's consumed. Oh. That's all. The haktaras haklemitz is not chal till most of the klemitz is burnt. That's the whole point of the Mishnah Malach. Why you need rubai?
So you have to wait.
So l'chayra stop Ula in his tracks. Stop Ula right there. And say, 1 second, Ula, what are you talking about? It's not maybe Achim Dik. Just like you're masking that by Haktar we didn't say that, by Kmitza we didn't say that's far, and by Halacha we didn't say that's far. So now by putting on Mizbech you shouldn't say that's far till it's burnt. Right. And by the way, Yossi, if you want to take the Olimid Lisrif from the beginning, really from the time that you do Kmitza, it's Olimid Lisrif. From the time you do Kmitza, really, it's Olimid Lisrif. There's a din to burn it.
But there are two things.
One second. So the way we explained last week is that there's two ways to look at it. There's mitzad de gavra and there's mitzad de heft, which is exactly, there's two parts. Mitzad de gavra, everything he did is completed when he puts on the mizbech. The actor is not chal till it's consumed and echnami. But mitzad de gavra, it's completed. Right, so that was one way to learn Ula. That's good for what Ula was saying. Since you finished your Haktara, so whatever you have to do to make Pigel, you did. And when you put on the Mizbeach, that's the Pu'ula that makes Pigel from your end. That's cool that the Haktara Mitzad the Gavra is completed. That's enough to make Paka Pigul. That was one way to learn. Right. And the other way to learn was, no. The emes is that Haktorah and the Haktorah of the Gavra and the Haktorah on the Mizbeach is all linked. But then we have your story. Once you start the Haktorah, just like in Bava Kama, we say, Bosa Mekoraz Lenin. For example, we look at it from the, you threw the kli from the roof, it's already broken. Right? The famous Nemuka Yosef with putting on a fire. Right? That later when the fire burns, it's all called Yom Ha'isi. How could a lady light candles on Shabbos? That the Erev Shabbos, it's Kilu, she's lighting it on Shabbos. Mugi Yosef is the Kash. Mugi Yosef says that it's like the whole burning happened before Shabbos. That's the Mugi Yosef's Terence. But the bottom line is, so that's the other way to learn what Ula is saying. Ula is saying that we look at it like it already happened. Now, if we look at it like it already happened, then there should be a dinim yorad yale. You understand? If we look at it as just you, then a metaka makes sense. That if it falls off the mizbeach, then lo yale. So that's the way we explain the whole shock of Atayah in the Gemara. If you're going to tell me he needs to say that we know already. That's Ula's Chiddush. That's the end of the Haktorah. The Rai is Imol Lo Yerid. So Ula was trying to be mechadish to us that Imol Lo Yerid. Why? Because the Haktor is finished. If that's what Ula was trying to be mechadish, we know that already. Al-Kochach Ula was trying to say a bigger chiddush. That we look at it like it's already consumed. In fact, we have a Mishnah, not like that. That if it fell off the Mizbeach, we don't say we look at it like Oymid Lisruf. We don't say that. So okay, there's a difference. There's Hischil. There's Mashla Ben Ar. If it's Mashla Ben Ar, Then we take a look at it like it's consumed. And Mamela, it's Yahweh. Right? Mamela, it's Yahweh. Mashengen, if it's not, that's the bottom line. That's how we came out Lamaisa in Ula. Right? That was the Mahalakha to learn Ula from the get-go. So what you have to understand is like this. When Ula says that you see by the fact, now that we're learning, Ula is not talking about the Gavra. He's talking about the Heftz of the club. Right? That's what he's talking about. Now that that's the Pshat in Ula. Right? So what's Ula telling me? Ula's telling me that you see from Pigul that once you put on the Mizbeach and it's Moshla Bernar, that it makes Pigul. It means obviously that it's kosher. Right? Means who to make kosher. So, do you still need the reason? Or is the reason a gilui that once it's moshla b'na'or, the isra goes away? Rav Yitzchak by Bistan on the base comes and he says, instead of saying that it's a chiddush only by pigul, I'm telling you pshat. The pshat is not, pigul is a simen, not a siba. Pigul is a riot to this idea that there's a concept called moshla b'na'or. And Moshla Benoah removes whatever psul is on the chavetz. Because otherwise it wouldn't be worked by pigul either. Meaning instead of saying, it's a prostic zeris akosov, that somehow by pigul this happens, magic. No. It's a cloud. That's what the shita means. Ein achlabi, Ula meant what he said. Ula meant what he said. And Ula was being mechadish, that besides for the din of Amol Yerid, which is only on the gavra, that is no question. Im Yerid Yahweh is on the Heftzer. Ula was being Mechadish that there's Im Yerid Yahweh on the Heftz. Now that we're saying that that's Pshat and Ula, comes of Yitzchak on the base and he says, you know what? Oy bazoy? It's not just the Chiddush and Pigul. It's Uriah from Pigul. Uriah is talking from Pigul. But from Pigul you see, that Paka Pigul Mimeno, because of this new Sfarah of Rachma Shalesh, so now it applies to Uli Sohim, not only to Pigul. On that, he asks, what do you mean? The Mizbech is not a mikveh. But so it's a process. The Gemara first learned that Uli is only a din in the Gavra. Right? That was the smallest chiddush. It's a din of the Gavra. The Gemara said, no, that can't be a din of the Gavra. That we know already. We already know Molo Yerit. That's a din of the Gavra. No, Al Korchach, it's a din of the Chefza. Chefza meaning that the object itself gets transformed. For a lie, even if it falls off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on. Oh, so what? That's step two. Step two is, okay, so even if it falls off, you have to put it back on. Good. So now, from there you see, that once it gets consumed by the Mizbeach, the Chefza changes. So now we have a choice to say, is that only by Pigul, or is that because Lach Meshalesh? Comes of Yitzchak in the Gemara, he says, no. That din, it's Taka from Pigul is where you have the Raya. Taka Pigul is the Raya, but the Longus is not, the Kalvachoymer is a Raya. When Ula comes and he makes his Kalvachoymer, it's a Gila Milsa. In other words, it has to be that it itself is valid. Because otherwise it wouldn't be able to validate. So now we have a choice to say, either it's exerts a concept without any logic, or this is Svara, becomes Lachmi Shalish. Right? Now, that I hold is Kemat Pasha Pshat of the Sugi, you know, as the progress of the Sugi, and the last Mandom in the Gemara that's asking, Mori Dachi, or Chis is Mori Dachi, he says, Echdin Tzach with them. I don't hold that the Mizbeach could stop and take off. So, I don't learn like that. By Pigul it could work. Taka could be that that's good for. By Pigul it works because Rachman Achshime. Pigul has a new din. There's a din that it has to validate, so there it gets removed. But there's no such thing as Rachman Shalesh. All of a sudden makes everything rain and shame. It's like you put it in the mikveh. So now here's the Nakuda, I think. Once we understand that that's the progress of the Sugya, and Taka on Amud Aleph, the Gemara held it was only on the Gavra. Then the Gemara said it's Taka Din on the Chefz itself. And then we progress to the level that's not just in the Chefza, but it's not only in the Pigel, it's in all the Psulei, all Psulim. But now we still have another Suffolk. And this is where the Machloikis of Rubei and Kulei, Miktsasei and Kulei came about. There's another big Shaila in Achronim. You say this to Kashaila. You say this to Kashaila, Kivege brings down here from the Mishnah Melech, that how far does this Mashla Ben Or accomplish? According to the Maskana. According to Yitzhak, according to Maskana of the Gemara, that Mashla Ben Or is not Dafka Din and Pigul. And the way the Sheet is learning, even Ula holds like that. Ula brought his Raya, but the end he agrees to the Gemara Nomad Beis. Now, how far does Mashla Ben Or go? Meaning, what would be if somebody would put something on the Mizbeach? Right? That's not even Roy for the Mizbech. How long Roy for the Mizbech? Bones that are not Roy for the Mizbech. What would be? Is there a din that once it sits, it's a or? Meaning, how far does this din go? Do you put on the Mizbech? That's it. Taken over. The Mizbech takes over. How far does that go? So if you look, the Mishnah Malach brings down this Shiloh over here. He says like this. Zokte Azay. Yesh Lestapik. He's quoting the Mishnah Malach. Yesh Lestapik. In Moshe Bonner Bahanach. Shebichlal einam shayochem lemizbeach. Kigoyin, over here before we get to Atzomis, which there's a shtickle raya from a sugi later on. Kigoyin bahanuch shadinim shafilu mo'olu yerdim. Psule begufa. There are psulim where even if you put on the mizbeach, you have to take it off. Which means the mizbeach can't make them okay, normally. Do we say now, Moshe Barer? It's explosion. Even those that have no shaykhs to the Mizbech. This is a Mishnah Malach Shai. Oy, oy, the Efshaloima, the Kemoi Shemahani Mishilus Oon, Shah Psulim, the Miyardu Yalu, Hochanami Mahani Afilu Mahanuch, the Lo Yardu Klau. That's the Mishnah Malach. Reb Kiveg is Ok, Lefiani is Daiti Nira, says Reb Kiveg, that I hold. This is from Kiveg, it's found here in Agos, from Kiveg on the Amba, Peregimel, Allah Chavov, in Psalm Mugdash. He says, I have a raya. He says, from the Gemara, he talks about Atzemos Vigidim, Yoshenu Oshay Moshle Benaro, Ube Moshle Benaro, Imolu Yad, Imolu, 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 right? And even on the tzad of the Gemara, because the Gemara talks about Atzomas, even on the tzad not, Hainu Davki came and Shebichlal Einam Bnei Haktor. You can't even put bones in that. They don't have shaykhs to the concept of Haktor. So basically, Reb Kiveger holds that Moshla Bohena Or is Machsher everything. There is nothing that it's not Machsher. Now there is a sugi in Krisis. That's not mashma like this Reb Kiveger. You have to know what Reb Kiveger would do. Because the sugi increases his mashma, that you can have noiser on a carbon of pigul. Even though the chayr, if it's pigul, it can't be noiser. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Moshlo benor. Poka pigul imimen. So why is it noiser? How could it turn into noiser? Right? It's mashma that moshlo benor doesn't get rid of everything automatically. So you have to know how that works, Bechlau. And our sugi is also mashma that it does work. The sugi increases him to say it doesn't work. But what's really the nidin? The nidin is very simple. When we say this mashma bana or, and Rashi tells us this is a new thing, it's called lach meishal mizbech. It's a new concept. Lach meishal eish. It's more than just lach meishal mizbech, lach meishal eish. There's two ways to understand that. One way to understand is, It cleans whatever the problem that got us here. So now we're back to the original, before we had a problem. That's one way. The other way to learn is no. It's a new hakdasha. It's a new hakdasha now. Right now, there's a new hakdasha, just like there's kedushas peh, when you makdash a carbon, right? Then there's kedushas klisharas, potentially klisharas. There's a new thing, something that's mashal ben ar. The fire gives it kedusha, not gets rid of psul. Rabbi said, look at Rashi. Sounds like a big chiddush. This third way. Look at Rashi by us. The top Rashi on Amud Beis. I'm going to give him Amud Beis. Eivor de Mechaber. You got it? Ikol Amema. Zokte Ikol Amema. Kivon de Moshna Ha'or B'miktsosoy. Niklat Kuloi B'gdusha. Niklat Kuloi B'gdusha. State in Rashi that the idea of Moshla Bohena Or is not a matter of cleansing. It's a whole new chalois now. That's chal by Moshla Ben Or. It's like a new, it's almost a reset. And we look at it now, this is a fire carb. This is not the old carb. This is a fire carb. That's why Rashi switches language on Pehei, and he says, not Lachmei Shomis Beach. It's Lachmei Shalish. It's a new Rashi Lishitase. There's a new aloha. Lachmei Shalish. It's a new aloha. It's a new aloha. Lachmei Shalish. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu Or accomplishes. That's a new Avdoshim. And in this aloha of Lachmei Shalish, whatever the issue that's on it is not Negeya, because in Lachmei Shalish, you don't have this psil now. In this new Hakdasha, the fire offering doesn't have this psil. That's this new level Lachmei Shalish. Now, if you learn that it's a cleansing process, right? So now, it makes a lot of sense what the Mishnah Malach is saying. Until it hits its it's nothing. Because the cleansing is the avoid of Akhtorah. The Akhtorah didn't happen yet. Right? But if you learn that it's a Hakdosha, it's a new Hakdosha. You're being Makdashit. Now you're being Makdashit like Lachmei Shalesh. You don't need Ruboy. This is, in this new process, which it is, the psul is not relevant. In Lachmei Shalesh, there's no din that pigul is not put on the mizbeach. That's why Rashi says, koldu. Rashi's lashon over there is koldu. Right here he uses lashon miktsasim. Over there on Pehem basis is koldu. Koldu is mamisha amashu. It's a new hazmona for this hakdosh of Lachmei Shalesh. It's a new kedusha that's chal over there. Memeli, you could say that's the reason why even psule begufoy is not a problem. Because how much you need to the difference between psule begufoy, that meaning by psule begufoy we say imolo yerit, that's all how much you have to cleanse it. Somebody has begufoy, you can't cleanse. But if there's a new akdosha called Lachmei Shalesh, in Lachmei Shalesh, the psule is not relevant. Doesn't have to get cleansed. Doesn't have to get cleansed. It also explains our Gemara. When the Gemara asks, V'chi mizbech mikvah tahari, then the Gemara says, Moshla b'hen. What's the... What? The teretz is, how the Gemara get with the problem? Mizbech is not a mikvah. Doesn't have to be a mikvah. Moshla b'hen or is not working out a mikvah. Moshla b'hen or is a new Lachmei Shalesh. By Lachmei Shalesh, this is not a problem. By Lachmei Shalesh, Noiser is not a problem. In Lachmei Shalesh, the Tomei is not a problem. It's not a problem. Now it's Gevaldik, how the Gemara could say that you could still be Chayiv for Noiser. Because the Moshla Ben Or only says that on the Lachmei Shalesh element, there's no psu on the Mizbeach with Noiser. But if you eat it, it's still nicer. You understand? It's only another track On the Mizbeach, Peteris Lachmoy Shalosh, it answers the Stiris Asugis. What? Why can what? And Achlan, who says not? Who says not? If Ulu, the way, according to Maskon and Gemara, Ulu is Bechlal not saying a Chiddush L'Gabi D'Oichel. Because that we already know from the Mishnah that on Koimitz there's no Pigul. Ulu's whole Chiddush is listed of Mir Diyar. So the Pokop Piguli, the whole Chiddush of Ulu is the Eish of the Mizbech. You see what I'm saying? According to the Maskon of the Gemara, till we got to the Maskon of the Gemara of Yeridu Yahu, right? Ula could have been saying anything. But we asked on Ula. Ula can't be saying you're not chayiv for pigul. That we already know from the Mishnah. That's how we started the whole problem on Ula. You understand? We already know from the Mishnah you're not chayiv for pigul on Koimitz. Even without Poka Piguloi, even without Lach Mishom Mizbeach. So now we're learning that when Ula says Poka Piguloi, he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about Mitzadim Mizbeach. Lagabina, you keep it on the Mizbeach from Yeridu Yalu. Of course there is. That's what Rashi says. Either hits his arm in Mitzasa, even a drop, or even the part that's off the Mizbeach. That's not the Nekudah. But the Nekudah is that there's a new Lach Meshalesh. And in this new, like Rashi says, Miklat Kuloi Bikdusha, there's a new Kedusha. There's Kedusha as Eish. On that Kedusha, the Torah never was Mechadish. That if it's Noiso or Pigul or Tomei, then you don't burn it. You don't keep it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara already qualifies that. The Gemara qualified that. The Gemara said, Poka Piguloi Mimenu means, Klapi, this din, of Im Yorad Yala. The Gemara, that already, we're not doing that. The Gemara is qualifying. The Gemara is qualifying Ula's din, that this is what Ula means when he says, Poka Piguloi. He means, Poka Piguloi, Poka Piguloi. Legabi, the din, that if it fell off the Mizbech, he put it back on. The Gemara already is limiting it to that. We're just explaining what it is. So that's really the way, I know it's complicated, this whole thing, but I really hold that in Pshat, this is really the only way to go with the sugya. It goes from a din in the Gavra, to a din of a Cheftza by Pigul, to ultimately the Gemara says there's a new din called Lach Meshul Eish, and in that side, that's Lach Meshul Eish, so it's not a Mizbeach Tahara. It doesn't have to be a Mizbeach Tahara. It's a new Akdosha, like Rashi saying, Niklat Kulei Bigdushas Eishom Mizbeach. And over there, the Torah was never Mechadish. That Noiser is a problem. Or Pigo is a problem. And Echlami, now if you take it, you'll be Chayim for Noiser. Taka be Chayim for Noiser. And Echlami. But you could be Chayim for Noiser. Okay, we'll stop here for today.